Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kathy Perry's back. Kathy is an 11-year member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top social media experts on the planet, and she's our social media expert. She's my social media expert, and she's our good friend. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So there's a new kid on the block in social media. Who is it? What are they doing? Who are these people think they are? Don't they know about Facebook?
Well, I'll tell you, Facebook doesn't like the fact that they're growing so fast. It's a new social app, and it's audio. So it's like having these listening rooms, chat rooms that you can join and listen to. Currently, it only works on the iPhone. So they're working on it for everything else, but they went from 600,000 people in December to over 2 million a month later. So people are excited, and it's invite only right now, so meaning somebody has to send you an invitation to be able to join it. But once you join it, you can see what different chat rooms are open, and there's lots available. And
so when you go there, does it say, okay, these people are talking about politics, these people are talking about the environment, these people are talking about knitting? Is that what it is?
Yes. All these different chat rooms, and you would type in what you're interested in, or you could look at, you know, the interest area, and it might be parenting.
So is it just an open discussion? It's an open discussion where people are saying, well, let me add to that, or I disagree with that, or that was a good point. I mean, is that how it works?
Kind of like that.
Like a Zoom call without the video?
Yes. Like a Zoom call without a video, yes. So you have somebody who's hosting the chat, And they can call on different participants or people that are in the room, but you can be, silent, or you can contribute,
Can the host moderate? Can they say, okay, guys, we don't use that kind of language here. Can they do that?
Yeah, they're having some difficulty with moderation because it's conversation, so they're having trouble, managing the content.
Some people just like to get on and argue. Some people just like to argue.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. So, but it's helping thought leaders or business people who are, they're trying to grow a certain, the brand a certain way, and have discussions around it. So they don't have e-commerce set up yet, but what they do is people can boost or sponsor a Clubhouse discussion. So that's how people are making money
right at the moment. Companies
sponsored.
So are these companies hiring influencers to do this on Clubhouse?
Yeah, and that's kind of how it probably kicked off, is some of the influencers, big influencers and celebrities jumped in there to engage with their audience.
Yeah.
So like Elon Musk, he had a huge chat. Well, a lot of people jumped in there and so people who have, big audiences, when they did that, I know some people in social media who did the same thing,
And so what is Facebook? Facebook trying to do to them? Facebook trying to cancel them?
Well, they're creating their own, and they're going, oh, hey, okay, they already have video rooms for meeting tools, but yeah. Now they're thinking, okay, Clubhouse is having a lot of interest. Maybe we better have an audio only. So they're creating their own. So it'll be a Clubhouse clone. And you know, YouTube does that. They're notorious for doing that.
Yep.
Just, you know, whoever, it looks
canceling.
Like people
canceling
like
people.
It. Yeah. Yeah. So,
see, this is the problem.
You know,
this is the problem we got right now. And of course, we saw this. We saw the most egregious example of this was when Apple and Google canceled Parler off their apps, and then when Amazon Web Services literally took them down, disappeared them mm-hmm. off the internet because they didn't like their politics, or they basically it was because they were becoming too competitive. This is the argument against people saying, oh, don't worry, let the marketplace handle things. These people already have too much power. When they can take down a company like Parler, when they can assault an upstart like Clubhouse, that's too much power. That is by definition monopolistic, and it should be fixed. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I believe you're right that people are going to be taking a closer look at that because a lot of that has gone on. Now, I will tell you that I just read that Facebook is deciding whether they're going to let politics even be on their platform.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. This is and this is you're not surprised. I'm going to ask you this. How long have I been telling you? How long have I been warning you about these companies?
Well, you have been warning everyone for a long time, but your book really lays everything out really, really well.
The third ingredient
is, yeah, people, if they really want to get an essence of how, you know, things like this are disruptive, your book is a great way for them.
Thank you for saying that. But sadly, Amazon has disrupted my book sales,
So
if you really want one of those books from me, go to thirdingredient.com, and that's how you get it from me. But back the point I'm making about that, Kathy, is when they first began, and I saw I could tell the way their attitude was, it made me think that these companies could become dangerous, and I've been saying that now for over a decade, and
a
it's come to pass. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, and you're right.
Will you call my children and tell them that, Kathy? And I'll call your children and tell them that you're right. Stand by. Here we go. More with Kathy after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.